The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is just like lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, I do so much appreciate the time that you spend with us. I do so much appreciate the time that you're involved in what's going on. You write me emails, you send me stories, those are all great. I very much appreciate it. If you head up to the website, give me your email address. You'll see it up there. I send out a weekly update. You don't have to read it. You throw it away. It just gives you the names, some of the people we're going to be doing, we're going to have on the show, some of the topics we're going to be discussing, all kinds of things. We welcome new stations on. God, I knew I was going to do this. God bless America. We were talking about Bloomberg. I'm going to welcome on a new station. I brought it up. I had it on the screen, and then I got stupid because I got excited. I started reading some other. You guys send me stuff during the break, and when you do that, I get excited. I read it. Okay, there you go. Thank you. So I want to welcome on WINTAM out of Willoughby, Ohio. Yeah, see, I should at least learn how to say it right. Out of Willoughby, Ohio. Thank you guys for joining the real side. I really appreciate you being with me. I would imagine they're not far from Cleveland at all. So maybe we can get somebody from Cleveland. There's something happening in Cleveland, isn't there? I can't put my finger on it. I'll let you know when I do. But anyway, again, a shout-out to WINT AM out of Willoughby, Ohio. Thanks a lot for joining the team. I do appreciate you taking the show, you airing the show. See, I'm telling you guys, if you would just go to your stations, your local stations, get some of your friends to complain that, hey, how come we don't have this real side guy on? They want people to listen. They're not stupid. That's how they make their money. Anyway, where is he? There he is. Okay, so Bloomberg gave a speech about safe speeches, and he slammed the college guys, as well he should, over them thinking that they're entitled to a safe space, which I think is hilarious. So let me pull. I want you to hear his speech. It's very short. This is a very short piece of it, and I had to enhance it because it was so low. I think a student recorded it. I'm not sure. So I'll do the best I can, I promise. You ready for this? Now, what I'll say to you is if you got food in your mouth, swallow, please, because I don't want to be responsible for having you choke. And the same thing, if you got liquid in your mouth, you know, make sure you've swallowed it too. All right, take a listen.
In fact, the most important knowledge that you will leave here today with, like the importance of teamwork, has nothing to do with your major. It is a...
So far, so good, right? We're on the same page? I mean, seriously, when you go to college, some of the things you do is you learn how to work together. You learn how to work in projects.
...to do with your major. It is about how to study, how to cooperate, how to listen carefully, how to think critically, and how to resolve conflicts through reason.
Well, there's the part that eludes them tremendously. Resolving conflict through reason. What they've been taught to do in the left is you resolve conflict by shutting the other side down. That's what you do. And we all know that's wrong. That doesn't work. Doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter what side of the issue you're on. And I can be, I have friends, I'm 180 degrees from where they're at. We get along fine.
In other words, is working with others. Those are the most important skills in the working world. And it's why colleges have always exposed students to challenging and uncomfortable ideas.
There you go. See, look, I didn't go to college. I wasn't no smart enough, nor did I have the money. And I didn't even try, really. I hated school. But when you look at this, oh, yeah, really, you can tell, right? He's right. College was supposed to be challenging. You know, I remember the things that my cousins would tell me, you know, the ones that went to college. The thing that was so different for them was the teachers didn't know the professores. They didn't babysit you. That was really it. They don't babysit. Here's your homework. You don't turn it in, you get a zero. It's really that simple. No, there's no extension to Thursday. Don't care you have three jobs. If you got a car accident, you might have a cast on your leg and your arm. Not interested. Get it done. Because that's what real life is about. You got to get it done. Now we coddle them. Now they run into professors and even school administrators that will give them extra time to get their work done because they were too busy protesting. Where's the sacrifice?
And the fact that some university boards and administrations now vow to pressure groups and shield students from these ideas through safe spaces, code words, and trigger warnings is, in my view, a terrible mistake.
Yeah, now listen, he's going to get some applause here. He's not used to that.
The whole purpose of college is to learn how to deal with difficult situations, not to run away from them. A microaggression is exactly that, micro. But in a macro sense, one of the most dangerous...
Oh, listen to them. Listen to the little weenies. Listen to those spineless pieces of work. Right? Microaggressions are exactly that. God, we got to finish this up on the other side. This is too much fun just to let go, don't you think? I'm Joe Mastin, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. Lots more. Michael Bloomberg. We're talking about him on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. 303-483-4885 or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you spend with me. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do want you involved in the conversation. I really do. Because without you, I got nothing. I don't even know which direction to head in. Yeah, I know. Mr. White Privilege. I know. You know what? Yeah. Don't get me started on the white privilege. Let me finish with Mr. Bloomberg here. And you can hear all about my white privilege or whatever. Anyway, according to the article, the ones that took offense, now this is, I know, I'm going to get massacred for this, but I don't care. The ones that took offense at his comments about microaggressions and such were the minorities and the special groups. Now, I don't know what that means, and if I tell you what I think it means, then I'm sure I'll get all kinds of nasty mail again. But you figure it out. But, you know, he's a old, right, white, rich guy. He doesn't care anything about other people, which means they don't know anything about his history, but that's beside the point. Let's hear what he, let me see. Get that on? Yeah. All right. Let's let him finish up his speech. Now, for those of you just joining us, Michael Bloomberg is giving a commencement speech at the University of Michigan on Saturday, and he's talking about microaggressions, safe spaces, trigger warnings. They don't exist. Take a listen.
Situations, not to run away from them.
I'm sorry, I missed that. Did he say you should run away from those situations?
Is to learn how to deal with difficult situations.
Learn
not
to deal.
Run away from them. A microaggression is exactly that, micro. But in a macro sense, one of the most dangerous...
Listen to them. Listen. Oh, no, no, you don't know what you're talking about. Boo, kiss. Because we want you to give it to us. When we leave here today, we want our debt wiped out. Otherwise, you're a racist.
Dangerous places on a college campus is the so-called safe space. Because it creates a false impression that we can isolate ourselves from those who hold different views. We can't and we shouldn't try. Not in politics or in the workplace.
Don't you love that, though? They didn't like the fact that he had something to say, that they were making a bigger deal out of it. It doesn't exist in the real world. He's right. Your boss is not going to give you a trigger warning. Read the story last year. Was it Harvard Law? One of the major law schools, anyhow. They had kids that wanted kids. I'm calling them kids because they're acting like kids. They had children, kids, young people that felt like we should take rape out of the class. The discussion about rape, we should take it out of the class, criminal law class, because it made them uncomfortable. It was hard for them to talk about. I mean, really, spineless, grazing a group of spineless, uneducated people who can't push through. It's wrong. You're doing them such a disservice. It's pathetic. I guess, is this microaggression now? I don't really care. But when you read through the article, one of the things that grabbed me. Now, they go through, former New York City Michael Bloomberg, they underscore the importance of challenging and uncomfortable. And it's true. The way you overcome is by overcoming challenges, right? You work at challenges. You're faced with challenges. Things come up. And some of you have heard me say this before. I call this the speed bump generation. And I've been right for I've been talking about this for years now. I call them the speed bump generation. Now, for some of you who are at my age, not that we're perfect, don't get me wrong. We were the credit card generation, right? We did everything on credit because we couldn't wait. We had to have it now. But if you think about it, we were taught, and those of you around my age, right? There were no walls. I don't know about you guys, but I was never taught that there were walls. I was taught the wall was made to go around, over. It was there to slow you down. It was not there to stop you. Figure out how to get around it. Do not let it slow you down or stop you. Well, I call the new group of kids that have come up, and I do mean kids, this is a speed bump generation. They're walking forward. They come up on a speed bump. They look at their smartphone. It doesn't tell them what to do. They have to turn around, look at mommy, and go, "What do I do now? There's a bump here." We weren't taught that. We were taught there were no impediments for us. You couldn't play with words like handicap. I'm talking to a bunch of vets about PTSD. And one guy says, when I was a kid, when I was younger, young man, and they were young men. They weren't kids at 17. They were young men. He said, we didn't call it PTSD. We called it what it was. And in true form of a hardcore vet, he said, we called it what it was. It was shell shocked. We were on our last nerves. I mean, this stuff affected us. We saw people get killed. And he goes almost on a tirade. And he said, we use words to make it sound better. He said, think about something. PTSD doesn't sound so bad. Hi, I'm Joe. I was in the war for 2 years. I've got PTSD. I've got medication for it. And people go, oh, okay, you got Medicaid. All right, everything's good. But when you come up and you say, hey, yeah, I get out early because I was shell-shocked. It's like, oh, you poor guy. Really? You know, how are you dealing with it? How's it going? What's it? It opens up a whole different conversation. Now, this isn't coming from me. I'm not the vet. This is coming from the vets I was talking with. You know, and they're stuck, if you would, using the terminologies they handed, but it's not ones they prefer to use. And I won't even, see, unlike some of you people, I won't even say in most cases. I'm just saying it doesn't work that way. So we make up all these words. We do all these things. I don't know if it's to make it feel better, make it worse, make it sound more clinical. I'm not smart enough to know why. So after Bloomberg rips up the administrators and others, he goes through microaggressions. That wasn't so well received. He goes on to say a number of the U of Mass students, particularly minorities, disagreed with Bloomberg. George, who saw the video of the speech, he resented what was said by Bloomberg, implicating that colleges baby their students. He says, we're at a university where we should feel safe. A university should advocate for that instead of saying, suck it up, she said. She is wrong. See, here's the problem with that. We're at a university where we should feel safe. There are 3,000 students at that school who will have 3,000 different viewpoints on what feel safe means. We'll deal with it inside the break. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Lots more coming up. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that'll work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, if you truly want to be part of the conversation. Now, always, and I do, I really do appreciate the time that you spent with me and keeping me straight, making comments in the chat room. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, there's a live chat room going on there. You can watch live, listen live, you can take the polls, there's a bunch of things you can do up there. And thank you for being patient with our little technical issues here and there. Not the end of the world. All right, so let's get right back to it. Now, Bloomberg, Michael Bloomberg, he was slamming, I'm not going to play it again, don't worry about it. He was slamming safe spaces and trigger warnings in a speech at a college, University of Michigan, on Saturday. And I'm usually not on the same page as him most of the time, but this one, I'm right on with him. But what I love about this is one of the students who saw the video, which is why the booing was going on, he resented the fact that Bloomberg's implication was that colleges baby their students, right? But they do. I mean, come on, listen. Somebody sees a sign that says, or chalk on a sidewalk, that says Trump 2016, and they go into convulsions. They need need coddling. They need, what did they bring in? They brought in counselors for all of those who saw it. Now you got a serious problem. When something simply written like that sends you into that much of a tizzy, you've got a real problem. So don't tell me how tough it is at college. Because at one point somebody should have said to you guys, are you serious? Suck it up and move on. I don't know where it was. I think the college was in Ohio, but I'm not sure. I wish somebody could find out for me. But the president of that college, the chancellor, whatever he's called, I think it happened about 6 months ago. They were going to do a protest. They were going to occupy the building. And he came out and he said, you can protest all you want, but here's how this works. You're not going to occupy this building because at 6 o'clock, when the administrative building is supposed to lock up and people are going to go home, you will be arrested. It's really that simple. You can be here till 5:55. You can even be here till 5:58. But at 6 o'clock, when we go to lock that door, if you're inside, you're trespassing, I will instruct the police to arrest you. And you will be expelled. And guess what happened? One person got arrested, one hardhead, and one person got expelled. They are rules. They're the rules they sign up for. They're the rules they agree to when they agree to go to college there. And we need to start holding them responsible for what they say they're going to do. Now, this guy says that telling them to suck it up is wrong. No, actually telling them to suck it up is right. In this case, because I don't know what feel safe means. You want to help me with that? What does feel safe mean? Does it mean you'll never hear anything that is going to make you feel bad about yourself, make you feel bad about another person? Right? Well, what is you're not going to feel safe because... See, feeling safe is when you're going home to your dorm at night and the lights in the walkway are out and then maybe the lights in the front room of the dorm are out, then you shouldn't feel safe. Then you should wait for some help. And your trigger warning should be that the lights are out. How's that? But if you're going to go to a classroom and certain words make you feel bad, or you don't like certain words, you don't like the way certain things are said, that's a psychological issue that you need to deal with. You need to suck it up and get some help. How's that? Now, George said some of his friends were upset by the speech as well, with one even writing the university president, Mark Schlitzel, to share his thoughts. The University of Michigan, in particular, has a poor track record of handling campus sexual assault. What? God. and is lacking in diversity, George notes. The undergraduate student body is already small. Black population in particular has dipped from 7% to 4.6% in the past decade. Now I'm sure that's because the whole panel that accepts the incoming, right, the candidates to get into the college, I'm sure they're all white. They're probably all white old people who hate black, Hispanics, Asians. Am I missing anybody? Right? They have to be. Come on, think about it. There wouldn't be any other reason for it, would there? See, if diversity is dropping, if a group is dropping, there's a couple things going on. One is there's less of them. Yes, I did say them. Isn't that terrible? I use that word. Less of them applying. Less of them passing. Less of them meeting the standards. Now, would you suggest we lower the standards? Because when I play you the Jesse Waters clips later, you're going to see the standards have already been lowered to the point where I'm surprised they can find their way to school in the morning. Goes on to say, he says, there are people who are afraid to come out and say something on sexual assault, and safe space helps people like that, George said. Now, how does the safe space help then? Can somebody explain this to me? How would a safe space help somebody come clean or come out on sexual assault or complain about sexual assault? Shouldn't you be going to the counselors and administrators? Are they in these safe spaces? Are those safe spaces called their offices? Maybe an administrative building. Maybe those should be called safe spaces. Maybe safe spaces should be when something's happened to you and you go to an administrative office. Right? They can't do anything to you in there. Isn't that what a safe space should be? Yeah, we should. We should get rid of safe spaces. I'm on board for that. There are people who are afraid to come out and say something on sexual assault. So, but in a safe space, that changes it? We should be afraid. We shouldn't be afraid to want to change, George added. There are people throughout history who lay down their lives to fight for change. Yeah, but you're not willing to lay down your life. All you're willing to do is complain. Right? And the fight for change, but it was real change. It wasn't wimpy change. We are young people. We shouldn't be discouraged to change the way things are. Yes, you should. Look, you shouldn't be discouraged to right or wrong. If somebody's being discriminated against because of their color, sexual orientation, height, width, weight, whatever, ethnicity, religious belief, yeah, you should fight for that. But to fight because you don't like the way something looks? Some of you guys are fighting the fact that there are pro-life rallies, but you're okay with killing rallies? And if they fight for their rights, you come against them? You're hypocrites. You're nothing but young hypocrites. You don't see your own shortcomings because in your mind you don't have any because mommy and daddy told you your whole life that you were the best thing that happened to this planet. You know, and the sad part is your parents shouldn't lie to you. Yeah, see if you can figure that one out. Later on Saturday, at the White House Correspondents' Dinner in Washington, President Barack Obama ribbed Bloomberg for his controversial views, which the former mayor had certainly reinforced at U of M, by calling virtually everyone in the 2016 presidential race demagogues. Now, a combative, controversial New York billionaire is leading the GOP primary, and it's not you, Obama told Bloomberg. Now, that, I'm sure that bothered him a whole bunch, don't you think? As he's sitting there counting his mega millions, realizing that he can retire tomorrow, and really, he doesn't have to do anything else. Come on, think about it. I don't know. See, this stuff to me is, we are making our young kids weak. We are making it harder and harder and harder for them. And we shouldn't be. We should be helping them. We should be helping to make things better for them. And the way you do that, look, I'm not saying you have to go through trials to get tough. It doesn't hurt, though. But to keep them from getting through trials, which means they're going to fold like a piece of paper, like a piece of wet paper. They're going to fold like a piece of wet paper when they hit the first bit of adversity in their lives. You can't let that happen. You can't do that to your kids. You can't abuse your kids like that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria, which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, big. Try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Mother's Day is this week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is this week, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guarantee to your money back.
You got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We are back. Well, I'm back. I don't know about you. I'm Joe Basile, your host. You are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being a part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do so much appreciate the time that you spend with me. I got the stories you guys have me. I love. I got to tell you, I really do. There's some crazy stuff going on out there. And we got like 25 stories. You like that? Let me see. God, some of these are really bad. And some of them I haven't read through yet. Oh, here's this. This one ought to be good. These are always exciting. And I guess this is along the lines of the young people not understanding. Well, maybe this is family here. All right. So a family blames the cops after a girl dies. The girls die. They steal a car. And let me go through the story with you. When a criminal dies in the course of committing a crime, the entitlement crowd wants to blame everyone and everything else. When in reality, see, it's the non-responsibility cloud. Crowd. That's where I'm at. Right? Nothing is their fault. Absolutely nothing. Now, the person's death was entirely their own fault. For example, three teenagers in St. Petersburg, Florida. Now, we are not saying, because I know some of you guys are going to run with this and go, the guys on the right think that you deserve to die when you commit a crime. No. What we're saying is if you do die while committing a crime, it's not the fault of the police officer. It's your own stupid fault. For example, three teenagers in St. Petersburg, Florida, recently stole a car, and in their attempt to flee from the cops, they wrecked into a pond, killing each of them. Now, Lania Miller, 15, Ashanti Butler, 15, and Dominique Battle, 16, reportedly asked a 36-year-old man for a ride, but when he stopped at a local Walmart before dropping the girls off at their destination, well, the young females decided they needed the car more than he did. Not long after the car owner reported the vehicle stolen, police officers from the Pinellas County Sheriff's Office saw the group of girls driving it down the road. Police officers began to follow them. The young criminals failed to slow down going around a sharp curve, causing the car to leave the road and submerge 15 feet underwater. Police officers on the scene evaluated the situation, determined that the conditions were too dangerous to put more people at risk when the chances of saving the girls, at least at that point, were almost nil. Now relatives have stepped in. Perfect. And I mean this seriously, perfect. Now, what they've decided, they're outraged that the police would not go in after the girls, even if it meant their own death. You know, because that's what they get paid to do. They get paid to risk their life for stupid people, for criminals. Don't you know that? Now, the relatives have pointed out to a dash cam video from the fatal incident that they claim showed neglect on the part of the officers. On the video, according to the Times, one officer could be heard saying, it's going all the way down. It's almost fully submerged. I hear them yelling, I think. They're done. They are signal 7, dude. I mean, they're done, right? It's a radio code for a dead person. Now, in response to the entitlement families that have been blaming the officers, Pinellas Sheriff Bob Gualtieri posted a response on Facebook that completely obliterated any argument these relatives were making. No, he's so insensitive. I'm sure that's what it'll be. Be about how insensitive he was, right? Unfortunately, some people are responsible, he said that unfortunately, some people are irresponsibly and falsely posting on Facebook that deputies did not attempt to rescue the three girls, the ones that drowned while fleeing from the police in a stolen vehicle a few weeks back. The sheriff stated at the time that the deputies removed their gun belts and clothes and tried to enter the water to rescue the girls, but the conditions in the water prevented them from doing so. This is exactly what happened, and we stand by that. And it's in the video. Now, they're so afraid of what people might see that the sheriff posted the dash cam video. So if he was trying to hide something, why would he? Oh, I'm sure they edited it. What? See, I didn't go to college. What can I tell you? The dash cam video does show the officers taking off pieces of their uniform. They were attempting to go into the water after the girls. It's a bunch of junk, the sheriff said. These deputies went into the water and tried to save those girls in their own peril. In fact, the deputies did try to rescue the girls, according to an investigative report. But when they got in the water, they realized conditions made the rescue too risky for them to be involved. Now, we'll post this up later so you can see it. Yeah, it could be chat room. They're getting a little funny in there. I don't know. Maybe it was cold. Maybe the water was rushing. Maybe it was too deep, too fast, and it was very, very, very dark. And it was only two of them there. And look, I'm sorry. I am sorry that human beings lost their life. But why you get to put me at risk for being stupid, I don't know. Or my family members. Or other cops. Right? It's like those people who say, no, I know the hurricane's coming. I've been in this house 56 years. I ain't leaving for nothing. I'm going to stay in the house. I don't care if the water rises to the roof. I'm not going anywhere. And then what do you see in the hurricane? The guy's on the roof begging for help. Right? I mean, so we reward stupidity and go get him. No, you know what I'm saying. They put five or six people at risk to save the life of a guy that had the opportunity to get out. Anyway, the deputies are in no way responsible for the girls' deaths. Maybe if their parents had taught them to... Maybe if their parents had taught them better at home. They wouldn't have been out at night stealing cars for fun, and they would still be alive today. Unfortunately, the notion that people aren't responsible for their own actions is growing. It is. It's growing. I mean, how often do you hear somebody say, my kids were responsible for this. My kids were supposed to do that. Right? This anti-police stuff has made it so that cops can't do anything right for any reason at all at any time. Sorry. Shouldn't be. And then this has led to more entitled criminals. Think about it. And, you know, as the writer says, and parents who can't even tell you what responsibility means. I believe that. I've had parents, as a school board member, I've had parents come and tell me about their plight. And I got to tell you, at times I'm sitting there thinking, okay, this just sounds like a kid who doesn't want to do what they're supposed to do, and the parents aren't willing to push them to do it. They don't want the aggravation. We're supposed to raise our children, right? We're supposed to raise them. We're supposed to, you know, show them what's right and wrong, or help them to work through what's right and wrong. Are we not? And a lot of parents don't want to think, you know, I got to work. I got three other kids to feed. Not my problem. When the kid ends up in jail, or sitting in the electric chair because you didn't have time to raise your children, what are you doing having them? Oh, here he goes. He's so self-righteous again. No, I'm not. I'm just saying, you don't have children not to raise them, to throw them to the mercy of everybody else. That's not right. Or heck, you're raising a bunch of monsters that you expect us to take care of? Or to do say, oh, we'll do something with them. We'll put them in jail. How's that? I like that much better. I don't know, people. I the more and more I read these stories, you've got to admit, some of these stories are pretty freaky, aren't they? You read this stuff and you go, they really believe this? Let's see. What else is on here? I mean, you guys, 1, 2, 3. I got about 11 stories you sent me. I got about 2 minutes left, not even. Let me see. Okay. Wow. Boy, you guys said some freaky stuff during the breaks. I'm glad I don't just start reading this stuff. So the, you guys heard real quick. I mean, I got real short time here. The did you see the life-size Noah's Ark that hit the high seas? Or it actually didn't. It floated. We saw it float. I'm not so sure though that this is life-size. I would love to know its. I would love to know what size it is on the inside. I would love to see all the sizes and what's going on in there. Because I'd be curious to know how many animals you could put in there. Right? How much weight it could carry. Now, I'm not saying he's wrong and he didn't do it and it's not real. I'm just saying I'd be curious. Now, it's going to be in Rio de Janeiro over the summer. And let me see. It's described as being larger than a football field, stretching 410 feet, 95 feet wide and 75 feet tall. And it weighs 2,500 tons. It'll hold over 5,000 people. Oh, wow. We'll talk about this later on. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Yeah, I'm going to read it without you. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back. Don't go far. Grab a snack. Come right on back.